Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett, and today, with it just being Steve and myself and the other guys, we pissed them off. We thought we'll give you guys a Supercoach pod. So we've decided to do a couple of mock drafts with the Supercoach. We'll do one with an early ruck run and then one where we pick a ruck bit later on and compare the two of our teams and see how we go. And with that, we welcome you, Stevie Fizz. How you doing, mate?
Well, I'm obviously shattered. Lots changed since last week's podcast, namely Pruce is, well, RIP. It was a shame. It was a good run. We had a good run, me and Pruce, and it's over. It's over, Johnny.
It is, it is. But also, we had a bit of bad luck when Mark Zuckerberg swung the axe through Australian media during the week. We were one of those people on the chopping block, but I've had a look at the time of recording, and it looks like we might be back, Steve. We might be back online on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we're back. I was shocked because I was putting articles up, and I was like, "Oh, Facebook's there spewing. I have to pretend we care about Facebook and post it over there."
I think for all maybe what 4 or 5 people over on the Facebook side, it's
not a lot of love on Facebook.
Tell you what, we have been getting a lot of love on the Instagrams lately. A lot of questions, a lot of followers on the Instagram, and I think we've only posted 3 things in this off-season, so that ratio is awesome.
It's not my wheelbag, the Instagram, John. I'm not going to lie.
It's shared between Dossie and I, so I think we should kick it up a bit, and hey, we're doing better than that. No, I won't say that. But we are... you know what I'm talking about. We are doing the mock draft with the Supercoach picks. What do you reckon? ADP, what do you want to do? Snake or bonsai draft?
Oh, that's a good question. I think snake. I think most people do snake. Of course, we're doing this on our mock draft simulator. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. Practice your drafting skills. It's a great thing. It is mock.thedraftdoctors.com.au.
All right, so we're doing the standard 5-7-1-5-4, 10-team league. Draft position two.
I see, in our home league, Jono's got a pick 3. So he obviously doesn't want to give away all the secrets.
Not all the secrets, but it's going to be pretty close. Pretty close. So with pick 1 off the board, it is going to be Maxi Gawn, you would think, if this thing bloody loads up. I should have done that beforehand.
Yeah, do you have a strategy heading in? Or, you know, you've got, like I said, you've got pick 3. Are you just taking the last of Neil, Gawn and Grundy? This is a captain's on.
At the moment, yes. But, you know, if we're hearing the news of Lachie Neal with the calves and whatnot. So if Lachie Neal's there at 3, it probably would be a toss-up between him and Clayton Oliver. At the moment, if Lachie Neal's there, but if Grundy gets to me, it's you can't go past Grundy, you would think.
Sure.
So Maxi Gawn, Gawn there. We've got the board now. Lachie Neal, Brody Grundy. We'll go the ruck early. We'll go a 1-2 ruck combo, I think, first.
Yeah, sure. We'll take the ruck early and see how that team looks. All right.
All right. So we've taken Brody Grundy. Behind us, Lachie Neal, Tom Mitchell, Jake Lloyd, Clayton Oliver, McRae, Danger, Sidey, and Matt Crouch. Matt Crouch is sneaking up there. I thought he'd be going higher in drafts, but seems to be on that turn, which is not a bad pick there if you're at the back end of your draft. Moving on now. Now, Steve, you've got a different view here. Normally, if you take a midfielder, you'd be looking at someone maybe like a forward or a defender in this stage, but seeing as we've taken the ruckman, you'd think we'd have to be going with the midfielder, wouldn't we?
Well, not necessarily, because Max, if you're choosing Gawn or Grundy, you're essentially locking them as a captain. You'd probably want to take a mid, but it probably depends on what's on the board, like how many of those forwards are gone, what defenders are gone. Laird's going to be off the board at this time, so I'm probably not looking defender. I'd be comfortable taking a forward. I think I personally think Dustin Martin's a bit undervalued.
At the moment, we've had three defenders, 10 mids, 2 forwards, and 3 ruckmen off the board in the first 2 and a bit rounds. So if you are looking for that forward value, you've got Josh Dunkley and Dusty Martin. I do like Dusty Martin, and you are right. Look, he is massively unders at the moment if we're getting him here at pick 29.
And also, you know, like Cripps is on the board.
Oh, 19, sorry.
I'm just looking at who's on the board still. So Fife's on the board, Cripps is on the board. You know, there's some good players on the board still.
All right, that's great.
I could take, you know, you could potentially take Martin and hope Cripps makes it back to you because we've sort of got the quick picks here.
Okay, well, let's take Dusty. We'll take him over the forward. And there you are. So we do have Nat Fyfe, Treloar, Paddy Cripps, and Gaff available to us there with that quick pick. So I think it's time to grab a mid. And who are you comfortable taking out of those three, you would think?
Oh, yeah, I'll take the Cripper.
Cripper, carrying the team for many of years. Contract year, I think, this year as well. So pretty handy with that. Back to our pick now, 39. We've had 9 defenders, 19 mids, 6 forwards, and 4 ruckmen off the board. That's 4. You reckon those top ruckmen are going to go pretty early in your drafts? You've Gorn, Grundy, O'Brien, Goldie. You would think of your top 4 there, straight off the board.
I was surprised O'Brien didn't go in round 2. I thought he might go in round. Although it's only a 10-team league, so. But what went off the board between Cripps and where we are now?
So we've had O'Brien, Fyfe, Treloar, Boak, Gaff, Zorko, Luke Ryan, Sammy Walsh, guy you're hot on there, Tom Stewart, Jared Lyons, Mills Heaney, Crisp, Mitch Duncan, Nick Haynes, and Caleb Daniels. So either now we'd be what, looking at another midfielder, possibly a defender. With me, I'd probably like to shore up that midfield with another midfielder there before it starts to get too thin. So we'd have Tim Taranto, Cam Guthrie at the top of the board there. Cornelio is down a little bit lower, and your boy, Matty Rao, a little bit lower if we want to have a look at him. As an M2.
Yeah, I don't mind it. So we don't have any defenders yet. I'm with you, Jono. The defenders here, I mean, look, Doc's still on the board.
Mm. And you've also got Ridley, Luke Ryan, who might get back to us, and Jaden Short, which I'd be pretty comfortable with a D1 at this stage.
Ryan?
Short, Ridley, and did I say Luke Ryan, did I?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you meant Luke McDonald.
Luke McDonald, sorry.
I mean, I guess it depends what you're more comfortable with. Like, if Doherty goes off the board here, are you happy with, say we take Doherty and then Taranto, like, who's your mid pick here? It'd be Taranto, probably.
It would be Taranto, yeah.
So I guess the question is, would you prefer, say, Doherty and Cornelio, or would you prefer Taranto and Ridley?
See, I'm hotter. Both. I like both of them. With the article coming out, well, actually, Jack Martin coming out on the Sunday, he said him and Zach Williams are probably going to be sharing a 50-50 mid-forward role this year. So that's sent a lot of shivers up the fantasy community. If you hadn't heard that news, watch out for that one. But that would make me probably more secure in getting Doherty right now and then looking to get Cornelio on the way back.
Yeah, I still think Doherty's pretty good value here at the back of the fourth. And then just I'd be comfortable taking whatever mid's going to be there. It's only 2 picks, but
yeah,
if someone's going off the board quick, it's Doc.
There we are. We got Doc, Taranto, and Michael Walters, who is starting to slide a little bit with the news that he's going to be spending a bit more time up forward.
Oh, who would have thought, Stato? Who would have thought?
There you are, Steve Cornelio sitting right there. Oh, do you reckon we could get Matt Rao? Let's leave him there. We'll get Steve Cornelio as our M2.
Matt Riley's never making it back from here.
He was one pick away. One pick away.
Oh, really? Spewins. Who went off the board after Canelio?
All right. So Ridley went off the board. Toby Green as well. I have seen him going a bit higher in other drafts. Cam Guthrie, McDonald, Nicknat's gone. Tomahawk, again. I don't know if people have heard the news, but him and Cameron are going to be sort of rotating who's going to be the stay-at-home forward and up the ground. So Hawkins will be taking a bit of a hit, but he still should average pretty well if he's heading up the ground. Two defenders in Short and Howe, and three defenders, Zach Williams. Pendlebury, absolute value. Shai Bolton, Jack McMartin, Dan Houston, Tom Phillips, Matt Rau. So we've had 16 defenders, 24 mids, 12 forwards, 6 rucks off the board, coming up to our pick 9 at 59.
So what's our team looking like, Jono?
All right, so we've got 2 mids, 1 forward, 1 defender, 1 ruck. I might just click off the ruck so we don't have to look at them when we're going to draft them. All right, we've got Andy Brayshaw. If we're looking at a midfield, we've got Andy Brayshaw, Andy McGrath, McClug Goat, Ollie Wines, Tim Kelly, Dylan Sheil. If we're looking at forwards, Chad Wingard. And then we're going down to Butters, Rosie territory, about 10 picks away. So we might be able to hold back.
What round's this?
This is the sixth round.
Okay, I don't mind that.
And defenders, we've got Lukosius sitting there. Adam Sard, which I think is a bit of crap this year.
Maynard's pretty late.
Yeah, he's ADP 68. I wouldn't mind taking another defender just to get another solid base. You know, I like my defenders, and I think we can grab one of those midfielders as well. We're not going to miss out on the midfield. One of the midfielders in the short turnaround there.
Yeah, all I'm going to say is we're going to miss out on Butters and Rosie if we go defender and mid.
So you're thinking forward mid?
Well,
because Luke Parker's sitting there. We could grab Luke Parker. I think it's better than McGrath, McCluggage, Wines, Kelly, and Sheil.
Yeah, Parker's value. What's going on there?
And then we can also, on the short turnaround, be able to get either one of Butters or Rosie if we want.
So who are you taking here?
Parker. We'll grab Parker. He's absolute steal where he's going at the moment.
Yeah, sure.
And then, we get the pick out of Butters, Rosie, or Wingard still if we want that F2.
And none of the defenders. Oh, Maynard's still there if you want a defender. I don't mind, Johnny. You see how you go. I think this is the interesting thing if you go ruck is you really have to pick your poison somewhere that you're just not going to be as strong.
Yeah, and I think you can actually go a bit more forward heavy because there's so much value late in the defense this year. Like you can see Big Boy if he gets a sole ruck. James Harms, I know he's moving up. The news that he's playing in the midfield. So I'd be happy maybe to go a bit more forward heavy and chance my luck with the defenders a bit later on. Because who would you take out of Butters, Rosie?
I've got Butters higher, but that's just me.
All right, let's grab Butters. So we're grabbing Butters. Coming now, the 79th pick. We've had 21 defenders, 31 mids, 19 forwards, and 7 rucks now off the board. So that leaves us with Basher Hooley. I know you're a bit hotter on him this year, but
I'm not anymore. After the recent news, I'm out. I'm out, baby. I'm like Liam Baker season. Let's go.
Get on board. Look, if we're looking, I think we have to get a defender here. So our choices are Basher Hooley, Liam Duggan, Witherden, Jordan Dawson, Brody Smith. That's who we're sort of looking at the moment. What,
just let the peoples know who went off the board after our Butters pick, just real quick.
So you're right. Maynard and Rosie did go off. My boy, Nick Vlosten, Andy McGrath, McClug Goat, Wines all went in one big hit with Wingard and DeGoey to finish out the round. And then to start the eighth, we had Potato Langford, Adam Sard, Tim Kelly, Sheil, Witz, Kane Lambert, probably about right. I don't know if Shai Bolton's really impacted his role where he's been that solid 88-90 guy in Supercoach. Christian Salem and Peter Laddams.
That's way too early for Laddams.
Yeah, I think that might just be forward scarcity, and they just it's just shit after this pretty much.
Average, isn't it? Yeah. So what are you thinking here?
Definitely. What have we got in the mids? We got Menegola, Lucky Hunter. About now would be all right. He's always that solid M4.
JPK. There's some good mids there.
Who would you take out of Warple or JPK right now?
Ooh, see, that's a good question. I haven't looked at my ranks.
Because we know, okay, JPK's getting older and whatnot, but we know Tom Mitchell's going to at least miss round one. So obviously Warple gets a bump. Do you grab him early, then maybe just flick him off after that because he will come back in? It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we really have to take a defender here. Otherwise, yeah, our defense is going to look pretty manky. Who have you got the highest out of these defenders?
I think Bashir Hooley, but I just don't want any part of him this year, to be honest.
Yeah, you haven't adjusted yet. That's the...
Yeah. Brody Smith is sitting there, but again, it's a D2. It's a tough one. Mm. I probably... Who's down the line a little bit? There could be someone hiding there. No. Shannon Hearn, Steve May. No, thank you. Well, I did hear good things of Alex Witherden coming out of the practice match that the Eagles had the other day, so I'd be willing to take a punt on him.
Okay.
We'll grab Alex Witherden. Menegola, Duggan off the board. I'd look to grab another midfielder, perhaps Lockie Hunter and Warple. JPK is still there.
Yeah, I don't mind any of those guys, really.
All right, let's get some Bulldog Homer love in here. Lucky Hunter it is. After that, Hooley, Dawson, O'Meara. Elliot Yeo in the ninth. About right, or...
I'm cooler on Yeo. I'm happy for someone to take him on name.
Yeah. Zach Bailey, Warple, Isaac Smith. I think that's pretty good bargain for Isaac Smith there at the back of the ninth, start of the tenth.
He isn't the super coach player. He is AFL fantasy player.
But I know it's AFL fantasy, yeah, but if he could bang out an 85, 88, I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah,
if
sure.
I can get him maybe as an F3, I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yep.
Timmy English started off the 10th with Nank as well. Nank's really shooting up. We thought he might have been a bit of a late ruck drafter, but seems to be shooting up the board. Brody Smith, Jeremy Cameron, Stephen May, Hunter Clark, your boy Bruce. We have to adjust that one. And Dion Prestia. We can make a little cap on that. We can play with that and put a cap on him. So at the moment...
Nank. I can't believe Nank's going that early. People loving the Nank.
I think now with Bruce going down, they might be... It might have be a bit of salary cap love coming over to draft. Who knows? Who knows?
I had a I wrote an article about the late round rucks, and he actually does look really good when you line him up compared to the other ones.
Because what, Soldo's still out with that ACL for most of the year.
Yeah.
And who did they play as backup? It was Bolter as sort of like the backup ruckman. So he'd be doing most of the work, big names, so. Our team's looking at the moment two defenders, four midfielders, the ruck, and two forwards.
Who we got though? We got Sam Doherty, Alex Witherden. Alex Witherden could be anything.
Yeah.
Is that Cripper, Canelio, Parker, and Lockie Hunter? You got to be happy with that midfield.
Pretty happy.
The big Grundog in the ruck, Dusty and Butters in the forward line. It's not horrendous.
No, it's solid, absolutely solid team. Which way would you go now? I'd be looking at one of the bookends, either a defender or forward. And if we're looking at forwards, we've got Jai Caldwell, who impressed in the Essendon intra-club, but it's an Essendon intra-club, wait till they play a real team. Jack Higgins. Gee, it's starting to get thin. You got Jamie Elliott there. Cam Rayner. I know you're hot on Cam Rayner. Would you roll the dice on him as an F3 this year?
I prefer not to, if I could get away with it.
Like, he's down the list a bit, so we could wait, say, if we did grab Jai Caldwell.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with Jai Caldwell. He seems like he's going to get the role inside mid, push forward, maybe able to snag a few goals. As an F3, I'm happy to take the punt on that. And then, because there's some good mids still available coming back. So let's take Jai Caldwell as a forward. Jed Andergoat and Shannon Hearn gone behind us. JPK is still there in the 11th round. You can't go past him, can you?
Well, what's down the list a little bit? Just scroll down for me.
We've got Tommy Rockliffe there, Hugh Greenwood, Bailey Smith and the Bulldogs, Took Miller, Brad Crouch, Jai Simpkin, Libba, if we're looking at a midfielder.
Yeah, just JPK. Yeah, that's JPK. Fine. Now the long run. See what comes back to us. Who's gone?
Jack Zeeble. Thank you. I don't want that problem. Jack Billings, Tom Papley, who I think I wrote an article of overvalued. Guys, I think he regresses if Heaney and Bud Dog fit and firing. They'll be the two main targets up forward. Jack Higgins, Jack Bowes, Bailey Smith, Jai Simpkin, Took Miller, Ben Cunnington, Brad Crouch, Daniel Rich in the 12th is an absolute steal. Hugh Greenwood, Tommy Rockliffe, Libertore, and Blixarves.
Yeah, I got two names I'm looking at here, Jono, and I reckon we can get them both, and that's Caulfield and Chera.
Yeah, again, reports out of the Freo Interclub, it was Chera and Sarong season all day long.
I don't think you're going to... Where are we now?
We're at the 12th. Round, 12th round, end of the 12th.
You're not going to get Chera at the start of the 13th round.
No. So what have we got? If we go into Caulfield and then Chera or Chera, we won't get Caulfield. So we'll take Caulfield now. And I think we get Chera.
Yeah. 100%.
Yep. Bang. We get Caulfield and we get Chera.
Chera's a M6. Whew. Thank you.
Brilliant. So after Adam Chera, we had Rayner, Jack Scrimshaw, Tom Dode, Asprey, Will Day, Hopper, Dave Swallow, Luke Shuey. I don't mind Luke Shuey in the back of the end of the 13th there. It's not a bad pick. Jeremy McGovern, Charlie Dixon. He has a high average, but probably getting drafted where he should be now. Jesse Hogan, Rory Sloan, I think it's value in the 14th as well. Sam Powell Pepper, Liam Ryan, DBJ, and Reese Matheson to finish out the 8th pick in the 14th round. So we got pick 9 in round 14.
We've got a balanced team, Jono.
Yeah, I don't like this. Something's wrong, Steve.
What's going on? Why don't you run through our team quickly for the peoples?
All right, starting in defence, we've got Sam Doherty, Alex Witherden, Nick Caulfield. The mids, we've got Paddy Cripps, Steve Canelio, Luke Parker, Lockie Hunter, JPK, Adam Chera at M6, thank you very much. Big Brody Grundy in the ruck, and the forward line is Dusty Martin, Zach Butters, and Jai Caldwell. That is a pretty balanced team. I'd be pretty happy with that so far on draft day.
Yeah, so interesting spot here. Where do we go from here?
This is the interesting part of the draft where...
Is it just BPA, best player available?
Best player available, and then maybe at the start of the next round, is start throwing a few darts. Like, if we just scroll down the list a little bit, I can see blokes like Handsome Tom Lynch, Jared Berry, potentially to finish out our midfield there. Ben McAvoy still sitting there. Harris Andrews. Like, Harris Andrews should not be that far down, to be honest. So we can.
He had some clunkers last year. I think that was.
Yeah, but that's a key defender for you. Like, if you're picking him up there in your D4, it's not going to matter for a guy who's almost averaging 90.
No.
Wayne Miller's really impressing me this preseason.
Is he?
From the training track, from what I've heard, he's playing wing and out of the back line. So I'd be willing to have a crack at him there if he's our D4.
Okay, that's fine. Not too many arguments.
So Brad Shepp and Jared Berry went off the board. What have we got in terms of forwards? Now, Jaden Stevenson's sitting there. We have heard he's been playing inside mid at the training tracks. Would you be willing to take a roll of the dice?
I don't think that's going to continue, man. I can't buy it. Like maybe if he's pinch hitting, but there's no, like, they got what, Cunnington, Simkin, LDU. Where are these old guys going to play?
That's true. That is true. Michael Hurley is pretty much out of it. He's dead. If you haven't heard, really struggling. I think it's an infection in the hip or something for Michael.
Leg infection, yeah.
Yeah, so he's really down the bottom of your board if you'd be looking to pick him up very late in your drafts. Where would you like to finish out? Would you like to grab another forward or maybe round out the midfield, Steve?
What do we got down the board? Just scroll down the screen. I can see it there. So there's a lot of good players I think you've mentioned. I think we can wait on the mids here.
Yep.
Like you'll probably get Dacos late or Noah Anderson. I love Noah Anderson this year, so and he's going super late. So I'd probably look to square away either a forward or round out a defender. I don't mind Harris Andrews here. You know who's an interesting guy is Jason Johannesson. He's going super, super late. Mm. They play the Magpies first, and we've known historically that's a great matchup. You might just even take him super late in the draft. And I know you don't draft to trade, but he's the sort of player you can package up in a 2-for-1.
Absolutely.
You know, people get trigger happy in when their star has a shitty first week or two, and you can pull some trades off like that.
That is true. That is true. All right. I like Harris Andrews as well, especially what round are we up? 15th. Start of the 15th. Let's grab Harris.
I think Handsome Tom's awesome value too at this point.
I think we can get him. We can get him. All right. What's gone? Ben Ainsworth. Jack Darling, Darcy McPherson, Will Setterfield, Johannesson, Nick Newman, Michael Hurley, Rory Lobb, Blake Akers, Josh Dacos, Sean Higgins. No, we missed out on Handsome Tom. He just went there in the middle of the 16th. Trent Dumont, Ed Curno, and Josh Battle. So we've had 46 defenders, 63 mids, 39 forwards. 10 rucks are off the board now. And our team is looking like Sam Doherty, Alex Witherden, and Nick Caulfield, Wayne Miller, and Harris Andrews as our D5. Thank you very much. The midfield, Paddy Cripps, Steve Cornelio, Luke Parker, Lockie Hunter, JPK, and Adam Chera with Brody Grundy as a ruckman, Dusty Martin, Zach Butters, and Jai Colwell in our forward line. Well, Caleb Sarong sitting there as well. Oof.
So we filled out the defence.
We have finished our defence. We've got 5 defenders now. We've got 1 more midfield spot, 2 forwards, and 4 bench spots to fill out.
Yeah, no one's really jumping out at me. I'm going to scroll down a bit there, John, and see who we got. LDU's there, Bruce, and Jack
Viney. Ugh. Luke Dunstan. Ugh. Charlie Cameron.
Gee, Taylor Giray was like a top 10 defender and forward, and he's just on the board still. That's amazing.
Yeah. Average of 91 and pretty nice average of 169.
So you still got Noah Anderson and Haitley right down the absolute arse end there.
That's true, yeah. Dom Sheed, if anyone wants to roll that dice.
No one wants to roll that dice. Darcy Parrish, Tom Green.
Reece Conker, the defender. Oh, yeah. GP. Good personality, Tom Lynch.
Someone's doing him dirty. Get him in our team, Jono.
Yeah.
Good personality, Tom.
If we can get him, we've got him as an F4. That is pretty sweet pickings right there. All right. So we had Handsome Tom Lynch. Stevenson, Zach Tui just went off the board.
You got to give me my boy, Noah Anderson, man.
All right, let's grab Noah. There he is. So Noah takes up finishes out our midfield. So we finish out the defense, finish out the midfield. Now we're filling out the bench and 1 forward spot. How do you like to build your bench out when it comes to draft? Do you just stack it with mids or are you 3-1 or 1-2-1 sort of guy? How do you do it?
It just sort of depends, like what's on the board, like if there's players I like, I'm just taking them. If there's good value, then I'm taking them. I'm probably not. I'm really not looking at defenders, I've got to say, Jono. I don't.
Yep.
When players pop, it tends to be forwards. I think we've spoken about this a few times in the past. Like the forwards are where you throw on the darts as a general rule. This year might be a little bit different. You know, Supercoach is so different to AFL Fantasy this year, isn't it?
Oh, like, absolutely.
The forwards you get late in Supercoach are just phenomenal compared to AFL Fantasy.
And I think with the defenders as well, you can find an 84, 88 defender week in, week out as well.
Yeah, you can find Matthew Broadbent every single week. We've established that.
He's 77 in Supercoach. We don't want him.
Yeah, scroll down a bit for me. Who you got? Is there anyone you're looking at here?
I think Ed Langdon. Where he's going right now, he averaged 90 last year. He's playing wing all day long. He's going to get those marks. Most of them uncontested, but he'll get 20-odd possessions, maybe 7, 8 marks a game, a couple of tackles, and he'll get to those 90s most weeks. And we even saw it. He had some massive games of 120-plus as well. So if we're filling out the bench spot and we see a lot of injuries to our midfielders, I'd be throwing a dart at Ed Langdon, and he's good backup if one of these guys do go down with a 1 or 2 week hamstring or something like that.
Is Harms off the board yet?
Let's have a quick search. So on the Mock site, if you're looking for a player, just start punching in their name and they pop up there. James Harms is still there.
Oh, I'll grab him.
We'll grab James Harms. Even though Steve doesn't like defenders on the bench, that's fine.
that's probably one exception where there's a massive pop potential.
I think so. So after Noah Anderson went off the board, Tommy Cutts, Jack Gunston, that's an absolute steal. We know he's missing, I think, about a month with his disc injury.
I don't reckon it is.
You don't reckon?
No, I'm just fading him all day long this year because we've sort of, and this is another tip and trick for the people who are new to draft, is like it's all well and good to draft an injured player, but say in this format, we've only got 4 players on the bench. If he's missing a month, you're effectively saying, I'm holding this player for a month. The first month is when you see all the new information come to light. Who's actually playing the midfield? Who's got the new role? That's when the players pop. So I would never carry more than 1 injured player out of draft day. And someone like Gunston was amazing last year. I think that was the best he could do. I'm cagey about the Hawks' potential. He's had no preseason. To me, he feels like a player you can do without, especially if he's injured. Like I'd rather be hunting for value. Like I sort of said with Jason Johannesson, if he pops round one, you can do a 2-for-1 trade. You can't score when you're injured.
Yeah, fair enough. What have we got? Oscar Allen was there. Matt Kennedy, Cale Hooker, Big Boy McAvoy, Jarman Impey to finish out the 17th. You got Daniel Talia, Damon Greaves, Dylan Moore, Dan Butler, Zach Jones, Caleb Sarong, 18th in the 18th round there. LDU, Luke Dunstan, we took Harms. Luke Bruce finishing out. Scott Lysette at the start of the 19th round. That is a value pick.
You know, he's an interesting player, Lysette, and I wrote him up in that late ruck article, and he just doesn't look great when you look at everything. Like, I know he can score well and all that, but he's always missing games. He's probably in a split ruck situation. I don't know. He's better value than he was last year, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. So let's have a look at some of the midfielders. We can fill out our bench spot. Jack Graham's there, Jack Viney, Jake Gresham. Sorry?
Langdon's still there if you really wanted him.
I really want Ed Langdon. Ed Langdon we've taken. If you're maybe looking at one of the forwards to pop, we've got guys like Bailey Fritch, Lachie Murphy, Nick Blakey still there. Would you look to grab him here? We're in the 20th round. Would you look to maybe grab him here? Or even maybe a Jake Riccardi? He fills the Jeremy Cameron role now that he's gone.
Why don't you highlight the forwards for us and I'll get a better look at who's still on the board.
All right, let's have a look with the forwards left. So you can uncheck and check all the boxes of all the lines. If you want to just look at all the forwards, I've just done that. We've got Bailey Fritch, Tippin Woody, Tex Walker, Lachie Murphy, Nick Blakey, Shane McAdam, Jake Riccardi, Will Schnelling, Jaden Hunt. Do you reckon he gets a half-back role? Or
yeah. What?
Will Brody, who, if he gets a game, we know he can score.
I still like Tabs. He's just going to take a lot of marks.
Yeah, Buddy Franklin's still sitting there. Ooh, don't want that. Yeah, he's going to take a lot of marks. What, did he come third or fourth in the Coleman or something like that? A lot of contested marks for Big Tabs.
Question Freo on the body. Better, are Freo better? Then, man.
I think Freo are better.
Yeah.
Bailey Williams. Danny Bailey Hunt. Williams. Back up ruck to Nick Nat. That's been Joe Danaher.
I don't care, man. You pick one.
Give me that Joe Danaher, key forward. Give me that key forward, love.
How can you not fill out your team with key forwards?
You know I do.
What if, Jono? What if?
There we go. Key forward city. I'll throw another. We got the midfield. Finish it off. We'll finish off with two mids.
Always the way. Got to have the mids in Supercoach. We know that.
Definitely. So with the mids, and we've got Jordan Clark, Nick Blakey, both DPP, Darcy Parrish, the man with the greatest hair, Trent Cotchin, Tom Green from GWS, Brandon Ellis.
Yeah, not for Supercoach.
Liam Shields, good if he gets the role. Dan Han, I think they're managing him now, even in preseason. Dyson Heppel has shown that he is getting that half-back role.
So that means he's torpedoed in Supercoach because there's no position changes. He's not going to score.
No, exactly. Devin Smith. I haven't heard much about Lunch Meat in the intra-clubs and anything like that, so I'm not too sure where the Bombers are positioning him. Lachie Weller, again, as you said, doesn't get any chance to get that defender status back this year. Seb Rost, you're dead to me. Obviously, Steve will never have the fraud in his team. Mark Murphy. How is Mark Murphy still there? He's got to be solid for at least a
month. I reckon he's going to be shit, man. He's never going to get inside mid-time anymore.
But he was pretty good. He was just doing whatever the hell he wanted last year, just running around the ground doing whatever the hell he wanted.
Oh, whatever, man. I don't really care. It's round 20.
Round 21. Darcy Parrish.
Yeah, I'm happy with Parrish.
Parrish and Will Brody.
Will Brody.
Hey, if he gets a game, he is going to pop. All right.
And Joel Selwood, undrafted. Come on.
Good. Good. All right, so we'll go through our team. So we finished off with Sam Doherty, Alex Witherden, Nick Caulfield, Wayne Miller, Harris Andrews, starting with the mids, Paddy Cripps, Steve Canelio, Luke Parker, Lockie Hunter, JPK, Adam Chera, Noah Anderson, Brody Grundy, Dustin Martin, Zach Butters, Jai Coldwell, good personality, Tom Lynch, Joe Danaher, and our bench is James Harms, Ed Langdon, Darcy Parrish, and Will Brody. So we had pick two there. We went early with the Grundog as a ruckman, and I think we've gotten a pretty solid team going forward.
What that team would play finals.
Oh, definitely. What are some of the other teams? What have they drafted?
I don't know, man, but if you wanted to run a second one, you're going to have to pump it because we're 39 minutes in.
No, that'll do.
No, that'll do.
That'll do. I don't think there was any questions this week, was there?
There's a couple of questions. I wanted to know, do we have any overinflated players? Like, who are the overinflated Supercoach players from last year? We know they still have to multiply the scores by, or divide the score by 3,300. So which player's got a bump?
Dylan Scheel.
Okay.
Because he was one of those guys, he's always had that medium to low time on ground. And I think with the shorter quarters, he played his exact role. And in the longer games, he's either going to spend more time on the pine or maybe go forward. But I think they've got enough of those mid-forward type guys where he spends time on the pine and regresses back to about the 90. He's generally a 98 to 95 average guy, not the 101, 103 we saw this year.
I reckon it was rocks. All the rocks scored well. Like you were just captaining a ruck every week.
Hmm. I think the forwards, they'll be the same. They might get maybe a few more point bump if they're the longer quarters. I'm really keen to see how it plays out with this new on-the-mark rule, because apparently it's been causing a lot of havoc in the interclubs. And from what I've seen and heard, that a lot of the guys on the mark are still moving about but not being penalised. So is there going to be a grace period? Are we going to see a lot more free kicks to midfielders? And with that, the idea of it is to get that 45-degree kick inside the corridor, faster moving, more opportunity for forwards. So maybe the forwards do get a bump.
Fuck, it's going to be messy, Jono. It is going to be ugly as shit for the first month.
Oh, and it all...
These guys have been doing the same thing for 15 years and then all of a sudden stop on a dime change. What?
Yeah, I don't get why you can't just go side to side. But
it's...
Yeah, I mean, you look at the women's football, they don't actually play that rule. You can still do that sort of stuff. Like, obviously, they've got a few other different rules, but you've also got the forward 50 rule. You can only have a certain amount of players, this and the other. So, we're not going to see as many contests, I don't think, as well with guys around the ball, if you've got to have your starting positions or whatever the hell you want to call it as well. So, it's...
You know what pisses me off, Jonah, is that they're just trying to manufacture results.
Of course.
That's what it screams, and it's just disappointing that you can't sit there and go, yeah, we got the greatest game in the world, blah, 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 and then try to manipulate the game to suit what, your sponsors or your broadcast partner or whatever you want. Like, that's where it falls apart for me.
Yeah. We do actually have a question on Instagram from, did I read this last week? I don't know. Carl Coleman. He's got 9 and 12 as first picks in the Supercoach draft, 10 peeps in our league. I know for a fact the dude after him at 10-11 is hot on dunks. With Rowan Marshall injured, he's thinking dunks at 9, Laird at 12. Should my next pick be a mid, even if Zorko is still available? Feels like there's a shitload of decent mids and defenders, but the forwards fall off a cliff big time after Zorko. Cheers.
In Supercoach.
Supercoach, yep.
Yeah, I think you can go that way. Like, I love Laird. I'm all about that.
Well, we saw Dossie actually do that. I know it's AFL Fantasy, but he went dunks and Laird in the mock draft and then hit mids pretty much straight after that. So, if you know, it's not a bad idea. You can hit your mids and maybe grab another defender.
That's you're going to have to pick a mid at on the 3-4 area.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I don't mind it. I do not mind it. Yeah. Or who else is... Dusty Martin. If Dusty Martin's there, maybe look at Dusty instead of Dunks. As he's someone who's a bit more certain. We know of his scoring, not whereas Dunks could be locked in the forward 50, yes, that medium forward, and regresses in terms of average to what he was like in 80.
Could be averaging 120, though, John, and be the best forward in the game.
Oh, no doubt about it. But, yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind either of those picks, but, yeah, I'd smash mids those picks.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Picking that 9-12, like, we just picked it 2. You've got that long wait. You're never going to get one of your top forwards if you don't grab one there, then you're going to be taking who's your best midfielder. Is it Warple? Play around on the simulator, find out. It's free.
Yeah, 2 free drafts a day. Or
you can support the pod.
Yeah. Actually, I think Carl did buy the site. So
good for you. Well, get around it. Come on, man. Yeah.
Practice your draft. All right, that is going to wrap up.
We did have more. Sorry, Jono.
Oh, more, sorry.
Someone asked about our draft strategy ideas. Do we have an approach for an early pick versus a late pick? Riley O'Brien, where does he go, and how far back are the rucks? So what do you think, early versus... Actually, talk through Riley O'Brien. Where does he go, do you think, in a Supercoach draft?
depending on your league mates, I can see him going anywhere from back end round two. So round two, round three, 3 to 5. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't. I find it hard to believe he makes it out of round three.
Yeah, again, it all comes down to, I suppose people will get him because they think he's the next one up there. But no, I'd agree. Yeah, round three onwards.
Yeah,
round three onwards.
And how far back do the rucks go? What does a ruck play out to you like?
Look. You and I have always been the late ruck truthers. We generally wait. I'm generally around the 12 to 15 mark looking for my ruckman. I know in previous drafts I've grabbed, like last year for instance, I got Nick Natanui in round 15, I think it was. So I was pretty happy with that. But this year, with an earlier pick, Grundy's going to fall to me. So, yeah, I'm happy with a late ruck.
Yeah. The way it looks like it's going to go is there's about 8 rucks who'll get picked up before the arse end of the draft. So you'll have your top, you'll have your Grundy gone.
O'Brien. English.
Yeah, I'm pretty hot on English. He's going to be an interesting player to draft if you're going to be picking him in the sweet spot. Nick Nat will go. Goldie will go. Is that it? And then sort of you're getting into those late round guys. So once those first
top seven or eight
are gone, then I'm just waiting to the end of the draft. And in that article I wrote, put on the website on a Sunday, what's the difference between Reece Stanley, Toby Nank? Big O has like a magical, the first 3 out of his first 4 games are just like the most magical opponents you could get in terms of matchups. So there's some guys there. If you're in a 12 or 14 team league, then you're obviously going a bit earlier.
Oh, definitely. And if you're in a 2 ruck league, then you're a psycho.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But approach early versus late pick. Early pick in a captain's on league, I'll probably just take the best score. Late pick, I'm probably looking a bit more positionally. I think I got pick 9 in our home league, John. I'm certainly looking squarely at a position player first up.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Especially we play the bonsai, so you get that come back around on the wrap there for the 3rd round, so there's still plenty available there for you as well.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
No, that was it. That was it.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. And if you've got some time, head over to the mock site, mock.thedraftdoctors.com.au. And if you haven't already bought it, head over to the website as well, thedraftdoctors.com.au, and pick up the mock draft kit as well. The draft kit. And read that before your drafts. I think we've seen some drafts happening over last weekend, some Keeper League ones, and we're right in the middle of draft season now, Steve. It's almost upon us. A couple more weeks to our home league one.
And who's drafting now? Come on.
Haven't even seen a game. Some people get in. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.